Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everyone. My name is Joan Matthews, and I am coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And this is December 13th, 2017. And I just want to greet everyone in Jesus' name. Again, this is Joan Matthews, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, December 13th. I'm repeating myself because I'm actually taping this to upload on YouTube. But I just want to greet everyone in Yeshua's holy, precious name. We are living in a time where evil abound, where many have literally departed from the truth, and many are listening and abiding by doctrines of devils and doctrines of demons. Many are eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, instead of eating from the tree of life. And we know that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is the tree of life. He said, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman, and every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he will literally chop it off and cast it away, and it will be burned in fire. So He is the tree of life. He is the vine, and we are the branches, and we are to bear fruit unto eternal life. Bear fruit. Allow Him, allow the Father to have His Spirit dwell in us so that His Spirit could come and produce that fruit. It is the fruit of the Spirit, not of our own flesh, not of our own understanding, not of our own thinking, or our own theology. And folks, I remember the Lord said to me, call unto me night and day in sackcloth and ashes to show yourself approved. We are to call unto the Most High God, call unto our Heavenly Father, night and day in sackcloth and ashes to show ourselves approved. I mean, I, for one, I am lax, really. I am not doing my part 100%. You know, the enemy is relentless in trying to distract us and taking us in so many different distractions. And we are literally worn out. We are literally tired every single day in doing, just trying to get through from one day to another. Enemy is trying to just keep us occupied in other areas of our life, and we're tired. The coming of the Lord is near, and I'm encouraging everyone to repent, turn away from sins and iniquities, and because, you know, we don't know the hour or the moment, or the minute when the death angel is literally going to pass over us. So, folks, watch up. Your redemption draws nigh. We have to ready ourselves every single day. We have to make preparation for our heart, for our soul. Today, I am going to speak on an important topic. The church today, witchcraft in the church, where grievous wolves have crept in to the church, and the airways and YouTube and in the churches out there are literally pestered with false prophets and false teachers. And, you know, and we have to be very careful. Our soul is at stake, and it's precious unto the Lord, and it's who you are. And many today churchgoers do not take their their salvation or their soul seriously, they rather go to these churches or on YouTube or wherever they go. They rather listen to others interpret the Word of God for them. And we ought to go to the Father. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, said, when you pray, do not be like the heathens, repeating one thing over and over and over, vain repetition. And he said, pray to the Father, our Father in heaven. Holy is your name. You know, and thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. For if we do not forgive those who trespass against us, neither would our Heavenly Father forgive us of our trespasses and deliver us from evil. Listen, folks, you know the Lord's Prayer. Why would the Lord say to us, give us this day our daily bread? Well, the daily bread is the Word of God. Jesus Christ, Yeshua said, he said, I am the bread of life. If you eat of me, you will never be hungry. Eat my flesh and drink my blood. My blood is my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is a drink indeed. And who drink of me will never be thirsty. Give us this day our daily bread. His word is the bread of life. He, Yeshua HaMashiach, who came down, God in the flesh that came down from heaven, he put on flesh like you and I, and he came to die for us. So we have to eat. Ask our Father to give us this day our daily bread. Jesus Christ is our daily bread. He is the broken bread that was slain, that was broken for you and I. So to eat this daily bread is to believe. When we believe Jesus Christ is the truth, is the way, the truth, and the life, when we believe in him, in his every word, then we're actually eating that daily bread. And when we believe, the Holy Spirit comes in and enlighten the word in us. Jesus Christ is also the word. He's also God. John said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So you see, and that word was made flesh. So Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the word who was God, who was made flesh. And when we believe the word, Yeshua, we believe. That's what it means to give us this day our daily bread. We eat. To believe, to eat is to believe. We have to eat up the word, or we have to believe the word of God. We have to believe Jesus Christ. We have to believe Yeshua. When Father showed me who I was, which is another topic that I was would cover separately, when Father showed me who I was and why I am here in this life, you know, he showed me that we were spirit beings before. I was a spirit being before. I was an angel before I came here. But that's another story that I would like to touch on another time. So, folks, getting back to the church today, we have to believe in God for ourselves. We have to go to him. We have to go to the source, the tree of life. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the tree of life. We have to go to him and eat directly from that tree in order for us to receive and eat that unleavened bread, that unleavened word, not tainted, not have anything added or taken away from it, but the pure unleavened word that comes directly from that tree of life, Yeshua HaMashiach. There is witchcraft in the church, folks. Grievous wolves have crept in. False prophets and false teachers have crept into the church. And many, 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 many are eating up their leaven, the leavened bread. Jesus Christ, beware of the doctrine of the of the the leaven of the Pharisees. Their doctrine, what they preach, is filled with lies, with things that they added to the Word of God, and they add and they take away and they throw out. Folks, we have to be careful. We're talking about our soul, our salvation. We don't want to hear, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Please, 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 repent and turn to the Most High God. Give us this day our daily bread and deliver us from evil. Why would the Yeshua, our Savior and Lord, said to us, we must pray that our Father will deliver us from evil? Well, folks, there is an evil in the world. And the scripture tells us that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we are wrestling against principalities and powers and against the rulers of darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the weapon of our warfare is not physical but spiritual, to the bringing down of the stronghold. We have to pray in and out of season in sackcloth and ashes to show ourselves approved in these end times, to be able to do the will of God, and we have to have a desire to want to work in the field. Like, the field is white, Yeshua said, the field is white, but the laborers are few. Are you going to be one of the laborers? I know I've been praying to the Most High that I want to be one of the laborers. I want to be in the field in the end time, trying to gather the sheaves together unto the Lord, to wake up the sleeping bride. We know when we read Isaiah chapter 14, Isaiah chapter 14 tells us, well, how am I talking about witchcraft in the church? And there are many out there that are being indoctrinated by these false teachers and false prophets in these grievous wolves, that they're literally being moved by this spirit of demons, doctrines of devils and doctrines of demons that these pastors are involved in, and they're being literally brainwashed and being taught doctrines of devils and doctrines of demons. Folks, everything I know have been taught to me by the Holy Spirit. The Father has taught me everything I know. And if I don't know anything about anything in the Bible, if I don't know, have a revelation on specific topics in the Word of God, I don't even talk about it, because the Lord haven't given me revelation on it. I only speak on what Father gave me a revelation on. When Father showed me the bride, the church, when he took me up on the high place and I looked down and I saw a sea of people as far as the eyes can see, and they were gray. Every single one of them was gray. And I said in my heart, but why are they gray? And Father said, he said, that's the church. He said, many of them are dead to me. He said, they go to church thinking that they're doing me a favor. They have no desire to love me, neither do they have any desire to seek me. I follow them everywhere they go. I stand outside of the door of their heart and I knock, and they will not let me in. And there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And I said, Father, I started to cry. He took me in a vision. And I said, Father, what can I do to help? What do you want me to do? He said, I sent them you. They rejected you. I sent other teachers and prophets too. They rejected them. There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Folks, Jesus Christ, love us. Yeshua HaMashiach, he loves us. The Father loves us. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13. I'm going to read from verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? It is Lucifer and his angels and demons that we are fighting against. He said, you which weaken the nations, it is Lucifer, his angels and demons that is causing, they're using man, they're using gullible and foolish men who think that they get whatever Lucifer can give to them, to the flesh, but then they lose their soul. What would you give if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? What would you give? What would you get in exchange for your soul? What would you give in exchange for your soul? You give up your freedom. You give up the way to the Father, Yeshua HaMashiach. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground? You which weaken the nations. Lucifer's weakened the nations to war, to death, to diseases, to sicknesses, to lies, to deceptions, to temptation, and to sin. That's why Father, Yeshua said we should pray and ask the Lord to deliver us from evil. All the wars, all the wars and rumors of wars, all the destructions and the killings and the nuclear weapons and guns and lust and sex and diseases and that are being orchestrated through the demonic and given to humans in fornication and adultery and lies and murders and you name it. Oh my God. The nation is weakened to the affairs of the interference of Lucifer and his angels and demons. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. We have to pray to God every day, as if our life depends on it, because our life depends on it. Our life depends on prayer. Our weapons of today is prayer. And holding close to the Most High God, those of us who stay, who draw nigh unto us. The closer we get to him, the closer he is to us. Verse 13, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sight of the north. He said, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation, upon the heights of the congregation in the sight of the north. The congregation. Who congregate all the time in worship and praise? The church. But Satan is usurping the praise that these people think they're praying unto God, but they are not. Like Yeshua said, hypocrites, you serpents, you brood of vipers, you're hypocrites. You read the scriptures thinking that in them you're going to find salvation. But it is the same scriptures that those written words in the Bible that will condemn you in the end. Many of you need to really go to the Most High God. Say, Father, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what to believe. I don't know anything. Teach me. It's what I did. I asked the Father to teach me. I said, teach me everything that I need to know, because I don't know anything. I empty myself so that you can fill me up with your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, your love, your peace. Humble me and let me do your will, Lord. I remember I heard T.D. Jakes. This is one of the grievous wolves that have crept in into the church, T.D. Jakes. I know many of you out there love you some T.D. Jakes. But these people are grievous wolves that came in to fleece the sheep. I remember I heard a message by T.D. Jakes, and he was saying, he was just, I know many of you who are Christians, and, you know, you hear somebody talk about the Sabbath, you get all bent out of shape and all upset. Why? I'm wondering, why are these people getting upset? Because some of us choose to honor the Sabbath. Some of us choose to honor the law of God and the commandments of God and the Sabbath day. Why? If you don't understand, don't say something about the word of God if God haven't given you a revelation. And if Heavenly Father haven't given you a revelation, if he haven't taught you something about what's written in the word of God, don't even open your mouth to say anything about it. Unless God really specifically told you something about it. Because it's the Holy Spirit that comes and reveals all things to us and open our understanding to the Word of God. And when I tell people about, let me get back, T.D. Jakes was preaching against the Sabbath day, and he was saying that every day is the Sabbath. I worship God on Monday, I worship God on Sunday, I worship God on Saturday, and he's going down the line, and every day is the Sabbath day. We can keep the Sabbath any day, okay? Show me where that says that in the Bible, T.D. Jakes. No, the Word of God tells us that the Heavenly Father sanctified the Sabbath day. He set it apart, he sanctified it, and he hallowed it, and he made it holy. For in that day the Lord God looked back upon all his creation, and he saw that it was very good. And he rested, and he commanded us. And he said, it is a covenant between me and you for all generations. It is an eternal covenant between Yeshua, between the Father, the Holy Spirit, between the Father and the children of Israel. Not just physical Israel, but spiritual Israel. It's a covenant. And T.D. Jakes was just being blasphemous. He was just talking out against the Sabbath day. That you don't have to keep Saturday or Sunday. You can keep every day as a Sabbath. No. Yes, I understand that we're supposed to practice holiness every single day. But there is a specific day that's set aside for a specific reason. And if you don't understand that reason, as anybody out there, before you say anything, I suggest you seek the Lord God on that before you open up your mouth. And I can open my mouth and I can boldly say that the Sabbath day is a day that we should honor and keep. And I'm saying that because the Lord God have given me a revelation on that. And when I said to the Lord, I said, Father, because I've never kept the Sabbath day before that day when the Lord told me to keep the Sabbath day. And I said, Father, did you hear what T.D. Jakes say about the Sabbath day? He literally denied the seal. That's one of the seal, the Sabbath day. And I remember Father said to me, look at his face. Look at his face. And I'm like, he's telling me to look at T.D. Jakes' face. And I'm like, Father, I can't see, because I was literally taking a shower, and I said, I can't see. I don't know what to look at. I'm not seeing anything. And Father said to me, close your eyes. And I closed your eyes, and I closed my eyes, and Father said, what do you see? And as I closed my eyes, I saw T.D. Jakes in a vision. I saw T.D. Jakes. And Father said to me, what do you see? I said, I saw T.D. Jakes as a hyena. He was literally like a hyena. And there was a flock of sheep in front of him, and he was just prancing around the sheep, just going from one end to the other. You see, like how he's on TV and he's prancing around and moving from one place to the other. So he was like in a form of a hyena and drooling. He was drooling. Froth was coming down the sides of his mouth, and he was drooling, and he was just going around the sheep and just prowling around the sheep. And Father said to me, "What do you see?" And I said, "Father, I saw T.D. Jakes, but he looks like a hyena." And Father said, "Do not look at their faces, but do and say the things that I call you to do and say. Do not look at their faces. As a matter of fact, do not be afraid of them. But do what I called you to do and say what I call you to say." And I know that the Lord has called me to do a work, and he's preparing me, not just me, but a lot of other, a lot of little people out there. The Word of God said that God will choose the foolish and simple things of this world to confound the wicked, to confound those that are high and mighty, to confound those that who think that they got it, to confound those who are up there in the spotlight and everyone wants a piece of them. Oh, come on my show, oh, do this or do that. And they come and they spew lies and they tell lies. And you ask them, did the Father reveal these things to you? They can't tell you because they come with their own theology and their own thinking and their own interpretation of things. But folks, we have to listen to the people who literally have a revelation from the Lord. We are the foolish and simple things in this life, the little people out there. When Yeshua walked the earth and he picked the 12 disciples, did he go in the synagogues to the high priest and tell the high priest and say, "Gather me 12 men, holy and devout men, and send them to me so I can have them to be my disciples"? Did he go in these high places of society and investigate who among you are the highest and most brightest so I can have them to be my disciples? No. Our Lord God went into the highways and byways, down by the sea. You see some foul-mouthed fishermen. He said, "Come on over here and follow me." The tax collector, people who were just standing by, like the average Joe, the average person out there who are carpenters and masons and plumbers and housewives and fishermen and garbage collectors and homemakers. So these are the people that the Most High God call. He's calling. When the wedding feast was ready and the Father sent the servants to gather the guests that were invited, the honored guests, and they did not come, he said, "Okay, go out into the highways and byways and just invite, just bring anyone who's willing to come, who's willing." When I asked Father, I said, "Father, what am I going to do with everything that you have given me? Everything that you have taught me," he said, "tell it to whoever would listen." And I am telling whoever would listen. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is coming back. And when he comes, he's coming for a spotless church. Not a church filled with doctrines of devils and doctrines of demons. Not a church that are practicing witchcraft and necromancy. But a church who fear God, who reverend God, who is eating from the tree of life, who is hungering and thirst, and have thirst for the truth and for righteousness, and for the water of life. Folks, we need to get down on our knees for us, for our children, for our loved ones. And we need to pray for each other. We need to pray for the homeless, the sick, the weak, those who have no one. We need to pray for each other. I love you in Christ. But this is the end of this, of the 30 minutes that I have. And I will talk to you another time. But God loves each and every single one of us. And so we need to just get down on our knees as much as we can, morning, noon, night, walking, at work, wherever we at. Love God and keep His commandments. Fear God and keep His commandments. Honor God and keep His commandments. It is the whole duty of man. Okay, folks, I'll see you another time. This is Joan Matthews signing off.